Italian Pod with Bossy. Benvenuti, welcome everyone to Italian Pod's culture show Due Passi.
Ciao, my name is Marco.
My name is Catherine.
And today we have a great culture show about
Italian history. And that's going to actually be more about modern Italian history as opposed to like Roman history.
Featuring
an overview of the states that comprise the early Italian state, travels in time with Gian Patrizio, and a conversation about Visconti's film The Leopard.
Due Passi.
And that brings us to the first part of today's show, in which we are going to talk about Italian history. So I know that I personally have a hard time pinpointing when exactly Italy became a modern state because, you know, it existed in so many different forms up until the modern day. So most people kind of consider it a pretty young nation as far as unified states are concerned. And it doesn't really have a birth date the way that America does.
Actually, there is a couple, actually. There is 1861. Mm-hmm. Okay. After the whole 19th century was a big, how do you say, like lots of movements toward this unification.
Nation building movements, they're usually called. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We call it I moti del 48 and so on.
So 1848, remember Cavour, we have all of these, Cavour, Mazzini, all these people
Massoneria.
Who. Yeah. So they all kind of had a hand in building this, the current Italian state.
And there was this big ideal of a unified Italy because, you know, before Italy was cut into many
little
small
states and
kingdoms.
Duchies and kingdoms and principalities and all sorts of fun stuff.
So it's, as I said, 1861 is the first date, but actually the finished nation, the complete nation with the taking of Rome, was in 1871.
So some would say that its birth date was in the 1870s, some in the 1860s. But generally speaking, after the Napoleonic era, you have a lot of people who are moving towards and, you know, trying to get people to support a unified state.
It is the moment in Europe where all the big states were born, right?
Like Germany, for example.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I want to know, what are the big states at the time? So duchies and principalities. Like where you're from, Trento wasn't actually Italian, right,
no,
at the time?
No, we were Austro-Hungarians.
You were Austro-Hungarians.
Yes.
Sehr gut. All right, and that's what, probably why there's still some German spoken in that part of Italy, right?
In the northern province.
All right, and so where I was living, Parma was a duchy. I think it was part of Austria as well. And then we had one of the biggest regions of Italy, the south and Sicily together came together to form what state?
Il regno delle due Sicilie, the kingdom of the two Sicilies.
The kingdom of the two Sicilies. And that was actually a force to be reckoned with because it wasn't until that was really conquered that Italy unified, right?
Yeah, well, it was one of the biggest and most important states.
So I guess what's the takeaway here is that there are still lots of things in Italy that you can see that kind of reflect this very varied and kind of mixed past. So you have streets named after Cavour and Mazzini, and you have in all Italian cities, and you have Austrian architecture in the north, and you have Spanish and Moorish architecture in the south. So Italy is really just a mix of all these influences.
And exactly. And if you actually study a little bit of the history of Italy, you can understand why there is such one of the widest regional differences inside the nation that I've ever seen.
Absolutely, because they were all distinct states or duchies that had their own identities leading up until the 1860s. So,
and even before, the roots, Greek or Roman roots and the influence from the Arabs or Spain, you know, it's really amazing if you look at the regional difference.
All right. So we hope that you have been inspired to go check out some of the history here. There are great books that have been written about this, and we will be happy to answer any questions you have that we can answer on the website italianpod.com. Otherwise, check out some books at your local library.
Gian Patrizio vanished. He woke to find himself trapped in the past, with only his intertemporal watch to connect him to his own time. Catherine and Marco helped him navigate his time leaps, hoping each time that his next leap would be the leap home.
Hey, Gian Patrizio, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit. There's a little bit of background noise.
Yeah. Can you tell me what's going on?
It seems to be, I don't know, coronation?
Io oggi mi dichiaro dittatore del regno delle due Sicilie. Lo dichiaro nel nome di Vittorio Emanuele II.
This guy, man, with a fur hat, he's saying something about Sicily being dittatore. A dictator? A dictator?
Oh, is it Mussolini? Let me try and get you out of there. Hold on.
No, it's not Mussolini. It must be...
Gian Patrizio!
Catherine!
You're back. You made it. And you seem to be all in one piece.
Yeah, a couple of scrapes and bruises, yes, but this last leap through time proved to be the leap home.
And that brings us to the last part of today's show, where we talk about Italian cinema. And this is an excellent, excellent movie that we're going to talk about today. And I know that I say that a lot.
Yeah, you said that a lot, but I think all the movies that we presented were worth the big words.
Okay. Well, today's movie is no exception, as I have mentioned, and it comes to us from Luchino Visconti. And what's the name of this one?
Il Gatto Pardo.
Il Gatto Pardo. The Leopard, as many of you may know it from the novel that was written of the same name. And this novel was written by...
Tomasi di Lampedusa.
Di Lampedusa. And so it's really just a beautiful story, and the movie was directed by Visconti, so it's really lush and just incredibly presented. And it features some amazing actors as well.
Yes, here, this is a movie from 1963, and actually stars a lot of movie from that time, like the French actor Alain Delon and Burt Lancaster, and also la bellissima Claudia Cardinale.
Yeah, and the story is generally the story of the downfall of the aristocracy in Sicily. So we have this aristocratic family and their kind of descent from the top as Italy is kind of preparing for unification and the kingdom of the two Sicilies is crumbling. So it's just a really beautiful look at the decrepitude of this era and of the...
Yeah, the historical scenarios that is behind the happenings.
Exactly. And so one of my favorite scenes from this movie is the ballroom scene where they're all dancing and you just see these lush costumes and it's just a glimpse in the aristocracy, and it's kind of an homage to a world that everyone knows is kind of ending. And so it's just an incredibly, incredibly lush movie, and I recommend that all of you go see it. It was re-released in the States, in the Anglophone world by Criterion Collection, so they've got a great remastered edition with lots of extras and all that, but it's definitely available for you to find. Il Gatto Pardo, the Leopard. And that's from 1963. All right, everyone, I think that's going to do it for us here today at Italian Pod. We hope you have enjoyed this show. If you have any questions or comments, check out the website italianpod.com. Plenty of places there for you to post them.
Or you can write us an email at italianpods@practicelanguage.com.
So we hope you've enjoyed Due Passi, our culture show.
Yes, because we have a news. This was the last show.
But not the last culture show. So we're going to have an end to disinstantiation and a new beginning next week. So please check it out.
So do not despair and wait for the new, amazing, the greatest culture show ever coming up next week.
Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.
Italian Pod. Due Passi.